This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. Good news in shoes.
It is God who always is pursuing us. Not we trying to pursue God, can't find him. And if you are frantically trying to get God to do this or that for you, my advice for you is chill out and realize that God is saying to every one of us, be still and know that I am God.
Learn more on Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef
at 9:30 a.m. and p.m. daily on WCNO.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. 5499.
También hablamos en español.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I mean, everything that comes out of your life, whether it's going to be produce life or death, is determined on how you're connected to the kingdom of God in every area of our life. Because a lot of folks can be connected in to the kingdom of God in certain areas of their life and they'll have life, but where they're not connected in the kingdom, they'll produce death. And so although they may be on their way to heaven when they die, they're struggling through some stuff while they're here because they're not in a kingdom mindset. They're not in kingdom living in that area of their life. And it doesn't matter how much you paint them up or polish them up, they're always going to have that struggle on the inside. How many know what I'm talking about tonight? Amen? I wonder if I got anybody in here tonight that believes they have a purpose and have a destiny. Praise the Lord. Amen? Well, if that's you, I believe you're in the right place tonight. Good place to be. I don't know about some of you guys here. When I was a kid, I was always in trouble. Does anybody relate to that? We would fight just to fight. I mean, we liked each other. We had fun together. We horsed around together. And then we'd get in a fist fight just for the fun of it. Does anybody know him? Not just boys. I mean, we went at it, man. I mean, it was bloody. It got blood. We were out in the woods. We'd get bloody and bruised up and beat the tar out of each other. Anyway, I remember one time, this one kid who obviously knew a little bit more about fighting than I did hauled off and punched me in the stomach. And when I saw him swinging at my stomach, in my mind I'm going, well, what's that going to do? He's supposed to hit him in the eye. And he hit me in the stomach so hard, and it's the first time I ever experienced this in my life. The breath left my body, and I could not get it back. Anybody ever had that happen? Literally knocked the wind out of me, and I was going, and in my mind, I'm going, I'm dying. I heard about people getting the wind knocked out of them before, but I'd never had the wind knocked out of me. He'd literally knocked the wind out of me. So that was a new experience for me. Amen. If you ever feel like you got the wind knocked out of you, you're in a good place tonight. Amen. Ruth chapter 1, verse 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech. The name of his wife was Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Euphrates of Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to the country of Moab and remained there. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. Somebody say died. And she was left with her two sons. Now they took wives of the women of Moab. The name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died. So the woman survived her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughter-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread. Somebody say bread. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight for the ability to preach and teach. I thank you for your presence in this house. I thank you for your word in this house. And Father, I thank you that it's imparted to us to give us revelation and change us from the inside out. God, let us not be full of ourselves and full of arrogance, God, and let us not pretend to know it all. But tonight, God, I thank you for revelation that brings us to a place of humility. And Lord, causes us to identify with the truth, a real revealed truth, God, that will cause us to live this life that you have set before us and obtain the destiny that you have called us to. Father, I thank you for people that live their life on purpose tonight. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. I want to talk to you about two things that everybody's got to have. Touch somebody and say, the two things we all got to have. So I want to lay a little bit of foundation with you, and then we're going to jump into it. I mean, the book of Ruth is not only important to us individually. We can learn a lot from it individually, but it's also very important to us as a corporate body, as a body of believers, a corporate church. And I believe that there are kingdom principles that are hidden within this text, within the story of Ruth, that when we study it, we can understand what those principles are meant for us individually and also as a church so that we can live our lives out daily in the kingdom. Amen. The book of Ruth is really a story, or it's more like a narrative. It's more like a picture of a people, namely the people that I just mentioned to you, plus another person that will be introduced later in the book. Mostly they are the main characters of the book. It kind of revolves around two main characters, Naomi and Ruth. And then later we'll introduce who Boaz is. But when it begins, it starts out with the story of Elimelech. Everybody say Elimelech. His name literally means God is king. That's what his name means. Elimelech. Everybody say it with me. God is king. He had a wife by the name of Naomi. Everybody say Naomi. Naomi means this, pleasant and delightful. In other words, her life was to be full of pleasantries. Her life was to be delightful. Everything that she touched, everywhere she went, was supposed to be pleasant. Now, let me know, in the Old Testament, they called you by the attributes of your life. So you would be named after what it was you were supposed to, that you were called to do in life. I know that's not how we do it today. We don't name somebody and expect them to live up to that name. But in the Old Testament, that's how they did it. And so in the Old Testament, when we read people's names, what we see is God revealing to us a picture, or he's painting a story for us so that we understand how that pertains to the church today. Amen? The Bible says she had two sons, Mahlon, and Mahlon means weak, diseased, or sick. How'd you like to have that for a name? Come here, sicky. How you doing, my son, disease? I mean, how many would you name your kid disease or weak? Come on, amen. She had another son named Chilion. Everybody say Chilion. Chilion literally means to be a whiner or a failure. So you got two boys. Come here, sicky. Come here, failure. I mean, how? Come on, somebody, amen. And then it says they went to a place, to Moab, and then their father died there, and the two boys met two girls, and the first girl's name was Orpah. Everybody say Orpah. And the second girl's name was Ruth. I want to just say this to you before we dig into this, and just so that we understand. How many of you know that the Old Testament is hidden in stories but revealed in the New Testament through principles? And the New Testament reveals the principles of the stories that were told in the Old Testament. So when you see pictures that are painted in the Old Testament, Jesus comes along in the New Testament and he begins to reveal the principles of what was being taught out in the life of the children of Israel. Now, they were not the children of God. We are the children of God because we're the New Testament church. But in the Old Testament, they had a covenant with God and they were called the children of Israel. Everybody say Israel. So Israel became a picture for the church that we have today. It was almost like a little pictogram or a painting or maybe a trailer for a movie that you would see that would later be revealed to you in the New Testament. And so a lot of the stories in the Old Testament, this is what's taking place in the Old Testament. So you have to learn the lesson of what all these pictures mean, what all these things mean, and what everybody's name means, because it ties into the picture for what God wanted to be revealed in the New Testament to the church. So it's important that we understand what these names are if we want to understand what God wants us to learn. So the Bible says these two boys met two girls. One was named Orpah. Everybody say Orpah. Orpah literally means to be turned backward or stiff-necked. How would you like that for your wife? Now, some of y'all might have called your wife that before. You are backward and stiff-necked, but that's probably not her name. Ain't nobody going to shout me down, but that's okay. Amen? The other son married a woman by the name of Ruth. Everybody say Ruth. Ruth means friend. That's what it means, friend. It literally means this. If you break it down phonetically, it means something worth seeing. Isn't that beautiful? Something worth seeing. But in the context of this story, before they go to Moab, Elimelech and Naomi live in a place called Bethlehem, Judah. Everybody say Bethlehem, Judah. Now, the book of Ruth takes place during the time of the judges. And just stay with me. The judges took place in the time of the Old Testament. The judges picture for the New Testament what apostolic government looked like in the New Testament. They were people that dished out the governing roles of what the church was supposed to be in the New Testament. The apostles did. So in the Old Testament, the judges were the governing body over the children of Israel. It was a picture of that. Amen. Remember Gideon? He was a judge. Come on, somebody. Amen. Gideon was raised up in the time of the nation of the children of Israel when there was great turmoil and they were being oppressed by the enemies of God. And he had to raise up an army and God gave him favor to defeat the army. Isn't that right? He went into battle and he destroyed the enemy. Samson was another judge. How many remember Samson? Come on. He was whooping the Philistines. He was tearing the Philistines up. There was another judge named Deborah, a woman. That's right, guys. A woman was a judge. He was telling Israel what to do. Somebody said, I don't know if I can take orders from a woman. Well, the children of Israel did. That'll set somebody free right there. Come on, amen. She was known for giving courage to the men before they went into the battle, because all the men of the children of Israel were so afraid of the enemy. She looked at them. She said, y'all are a bunch of cowards. Y'all supposed to be the army of the Lord. And every one of y'all are a bunch of cowards. And she said to them, the Lord is with you. And she stirred up courage in their heart so they could go and defeat the enemies of God. So during this time when things would get very chaotic, God raises up this family in the book of Ruth as a picture to us of how he works strategically in the kingdom and how he works in the kingdom with principle to bring people into the fullness of the kingdom of God. Because how many of you know the ultimate goal of God is to bring all of us into the fullness of the kingdom of God? Come on, is everybody all right? Say, Pastor, you're not preaching, you're teaching. That's all right. We got some stuff we need to lay down. Amen? The other thing that's important about the book of Judges is this. The book of Judges demonstrates this to us, that God is willing to use imperfect people to get his will done. That ought to be good news for everybody in this room tonight. God is willing to use imperfect people. Amen. How many are glad tonight God didn't just call people that had it all together, but God used people that were not perfect to get his perfect will done? That means God can use you in your imperfection to get his perfect will done. Isn't that cool? I just love God because God's cool like that. Amen.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
So we have this family, we have Elimelech and his wife Naomi, and they're living in this place called Bethlehem, Judah, and they have these two sons, and the Bible says that a famine comes to Bethlehem, but to the land, to Bethlehem, Judah. In other words, there's a crisis that comes to their family. There's a crisis that comes to the homeland. They're in the midst of turmoil. They don't know how they're going to survive. They don't know how they're going to eat, and they're under all kinds of pressure in their life. How many of you can identify with that? Feel like a famine coming to your land. Amen. How many remember Rahm Emanuel? He was President Obama's chief of staff in the first term. Remember that? Now he's the mayor of Chicago. He's famous for this quote, "Never let a good crisis go to waste." Come on. So, I don't sound spiritual to me. It is kind of spiritual if you think about it. Say it with me. Never let a good crisis go to waste. How many of you know that every time a crisis comes to your life, God will use it? Come on, somebody. Amen. If you will allow him to use it, he will use the crisis to teach you and to shift you into the place that he has called you to be so that he can use it to perfect you in that place. I wonder if I got anybody in here that's ever had some crisis in their life and God used it to turn them around. Come on, huh? I mean, in the middle of a crisis, you can do one or two things. You can either see it as a great opportunity or you can see it as a great obstacle. A lot of times people see crisis as a problem, as a great obstacle. But if you got the right mind about it, you can see it as an opportunity, huh? Come on, amen. You can say, this is a chance for me to learn. This is a chance for me to grow. This is a chance for me to get my character tested so I can understand what God's doing in my life, amen. Or you can just look at it and say, I got to get out of this mess. I'm leaving. I can't handle it no more. It's too much. I can't take it. Come on, amen. So God oftentimes uses crisis moments to initiate change, to shift us and move us into what he has for us. Amen. You say, well, God just does that sometimes so he can figure out where our heart is. No. God didn't put you in a pressure cooker to find out where your heart is. God never sends a test to you to see if he can find out what you're going to do when the test comes. Because let me help you right now. God already knows what you're going to do when the test comes. See, somehow we got this schoolhouse mentality. We think we're in school and we got a teacher standing up in front of us and she's going to give us a test so she can find out how much we've already learned, because she really don't know what we know until we take a test. But it's not that way with God, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Our God is not finite. Our God is infinite. Amen. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows the top from the bottom. Come on, somebody. He knows what you're going to do before you ever do it. The Bible says that He knows the intent of your heart. That means He knows the reason behind the motive that motivated you to make the decision that you made when you don't even know why you did what you did. That's what He knows. Come on, help me. Amen. So here's what happens when crisis comes to our life, or the test comes to our life. It's not so that God can learn about us. It's so that we can learn something about ourselves. Because in pressure situations, we find out what we're made of. We find out what we can withstand. We find out when we can't hear another word. Ooh, Holy Ghost, amen. Because the reality is, sometimes I don't know what's in me until I get in a position of pressure that brings out what's in me that I didn't know what was in me until I got in the pressure. How many of you know sometimes when you really get under pressure, you say things you wouldn't ever say? Come on, amen. We're dropping all kinds of bombs. I'm a Christian. I don't talk that way. But that ain't the way you sounded 2 days ago when you got cut off in traffic. Oh, Lord, I didn't know that was in me. They slammed on brakes right in front of me. Just all kinds of stuff come out. Oh, Jesus, forgive me. Is that too real? So in crisis moments, we can discover for ourselves what's still in us that needs to be fixed. Not so we can get down and depressed about what's wrong with us, but so that we can identify what it is and get to the altar and get Jesus in the middle of that situation so we can go ahead and grow out of it. Because really, that's what the grace of God comes to do. It comes to grow us out of it, not condemn us in our weakness, but to pull us out of it. How many of you believe that tonight? Amen? See, God by His grace helps us work out our salvation by faith so that we can move from level to level, from glory to glory. Amen? Come on, sometimes it's not just a matter of heaven to hell. It's a matter of you reflecting the image of God in the earth. God wants us to get in situations in our life to burn out of us the things that look like us so we can begin to look like Him. That way, in a crisis moment, they don't see you, they see Jesus. So God holds a mirror in front of our lives and lets us see more about ourselves than we ever knew before. Because just because you think you know yourself don't mean you know yourself. Have you ever let yourself down? Have you ever done anything and then you just go, why in the world did I just do that? I don't know what's wrong with me. My heart is bigger than my common sense. So here's a man whose name means God is the king of his life. He's married to a woman who's supposed to be delightful and who's supposed to be pleasant. And he's living in a place called Bethlehem, Judah. Bethlehem, Judah. Everybody say Bethlehem, Judah. That's important because Bethlehem, Judah means this. Bethlehem means the house of bread. Everybody say the house of bread. Judah means the place of praise. He was living in the place of bread, the house of bread, and he was living in the place of praise. Amen. So here's a man who's supposed to reflect the image of God, the God King that's in his life, married to somebody that's supposed to be delightful and somebody that's supposed to be pleasant. Their life is supposed to be a reflection of the kingdom of God, and they're living in the place of bread, and they're living in the place of praise. Sound like things are going pretty good. Amen. But then all of a sudden, crisis comes to their life, and here's what they do. They run to Moab. They're living in the place of... Y'all ain't gonna shout me down, are you? I said they're living in the place of bread, and they're living in the place of praise, and the moment crisis comes to their life, they run to Moab.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 1-800-259-3481 and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at GoldenRuleAcademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
as we sing.